for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction will be the final one for 2024. 18,472 head to be offered on Thursday, December 19th, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. And by the way, this Thursday, December 19th, is the consignment deadline for Bell Ringer, the first video auction of the new year. That'll be the 8th through the 10th of January in Oklahoma City. If you want more information about Superior Livestock, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. Paid for by AARP.
Well, House Democrats have selected Representative Angie Craig, a Democrat from Minnesota, as ranking member on the House Ag Committee for the 119th Congress. In response, several ag groups and representatives have issued statements. Representative Craig's roots are in northeast Arkansas, where she was born in West Helena, attended high school in Jonesboro, and graduated from the University of Memphis. She's been serving in Congress since 2019, is currently on her fourth term as a U.S. representative for Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District. AFBF's President Zippy Duvall said Farm Bureau congratulates Representative Angie Craig on her nomination to serve as the next ranking member on the House Ag Committee. Representative Craig has a long history of working in a bipartisan manner to advance the needs of America's farmers and ranchers. Kenneth Hartman, Jr., president of the National Corn Growers Association, said, "We'd like to congratulate Representative Craig for securing the role as ranking House member on the House Ag Committee. Representative Craig has been a close ally of farmers in general and a fierce advocate of corn growers in particular. We are thrilled with this development and look forward to working with her in the next year as we advance legislation that's important to our growers." Well, this is the year of the combine for Case IH. Our own Macy Carter had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma Harvest Product Marketing Manager Ryan Lepp about what the year of the combine means for the company and ag producers.
Yeah, so the year of the combine really comes down to having 8 combines in our product lineup. So we've got a 6160 and our 7160 combine, more for like the smaller scale farms, kind of built for them. And then we jump up to our 7260 and our 8260 and our 9260 combine, kind of that mid-size farmer to large scale farmer. And then we jump up to our AF series, and that's AF9, AF10, and AF11 combine. And that combine was basically built from the ground up. That's what's new this year as well. Built from the ground up, more for the large scale farmers. It's about capacity, throughput, you know, how many acres per hour, how many bushels per hour can I do in a day? That's what those combines are designed for those producers.
Lepp also talks about the biggest differences with this new series.
Well, it's about size, really. It's a bigger combine. We put a lot of our features from our mid-series combines, our 260 series. We, like, far as the mechanical technology, like our CVT drives, meaning that we can reverse the rotor from the cab, and we brought that technology into the AF series. We've also included, starting from the beginning, on our feeder house to the spreaders, it's a longer rotor. So it's a 3.5 feet longer rotor than our 9260 series combine. It's a larger cleaning area, so there's a lot of area for clean capabilities. And then our spreading, it can spread up to about 61 feet. So the capability to be able to spread, on, especially on the wider headers that are getting out there, is to be able to do that. It's really about size and capacity and how much can I get done in a day.
To hear the complete conversation with Case IH, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 28th at Southwest Technology Center in Altus. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.